know what time it is. It's time for another episode of Girls Love Talk with your host, Taylor Marie. And we're going to get started just as soon as we hear a word from this sponsor. So y'all make sure that y'all are tuned in and listening. Thank you always, ladies. Let's get it. Hey, what's up, my GLT listeners out there? It's your host, Taylor Marie, back again with Girls Love Talk Podcast. And I am excited to be back. Oh my gosh, I have been off. I've been off for a week because I ain't put one out last week. And I felt so bad about that, y'all. I'm so sorry. But your girl has been really busy and just trying to get a lot of things done. I've been having some life changes going on. If you're not a personal friend of mine or so, you would know that my husband and I are relocating to the Fort Worth area of Texas. And so we've been spending a lot of time just, you know, getting things prepared for that and figuring out some stuff. Just this past weekend, we were down there for a couple of days. That was fun, you know, got to have some fun and handle some business. So I just couldn't find the time last week to put out an episode, but I mean, I got the stuff, but I just didn't have time to, you know, just do all the editing, all of that good stuff. And if y'all know me by now, I do like to, you know, take pride in my work, and I like to put out things that I know I can be proud and confident about. So that's why I had to take a little while off, but of course I am back this week. I'm energized and I'm motivated and ready to do another episode. So anyway, I just had to talk to y'all about distractions, and not necessarily just distractions, but just about getting to it. I'm gonna say getting to it. I need you ladies to be out there getting to it, okay? Because the reality is that if you are 18 plus, you know, you're adult, you should not be letting anything pass you by, because there's so much out here in life that you could be grabbing instead of waiting for, and you don't even realize it. And I'm a victim of that too. Like, just thinking that some things you have to wait for. And yes, that's true. Some things you do, but you don't want to be missing out on things, because some things just ain't going to come to you. You're going to have to reach out and grab. That goes for so many things. That goes for when it comes to jobs. If you don't like your job, y'all already know you can find another one. There's billions out there. I mean, some of us live in places where it's, you know, it's a little harder to get jobs, or maybe qualifications are, you know, more just super hard to have or whatnot. But for the most part, it's a lot out there. If you want to step up your swag, y'all know it's always ways to do that. Look on Pinterest. Find some style ideas and figure out what will look best on your body frame or whatnot. Bottom line is, get to it. We can't keep procrastinating. Another thing I wanted to say about the distractions part: do not get distracted by anyone or anything unless it's a good distraction. Do not. All right? Because guess what? Guess what I noticed? And I don't even know if y'all noticed this, but I'm going to point it out. Hold on while I just sip my little drink. I noticed that the people who distract you sometimes are not always people who are distracted they damn selves. If you don't know what I mean, I'm basically saying, just because they distracting your ass, or they throwing you off your game, or, you know, you can't get some shit done because they always, you know, hey, let's go do this, or let's go do that, or you too busy worried about them, you know, maybe they your boyfriend or whoever, a guy you seeing, baby daddy, whoever, you so busy focused on them that you can't even get certain shit done. Take notice that they themselves are not always people who are not on their shit. So basically what I'm saying is, like, they ain't gonna let nothing stop them from doing what they gotta do. But whole time, they, you know, in your way. Take notice of that, because that'll help you to see, okay, well, nah, girl, I ain't got time to, you know, take money out my account and go out every weekend. Nah, you should understand that, because since you on your shit, you got a good job, you got this going on, you got that going on, ain't nothing stopping you. So you got to understand when I got shit to do. All right, so y'all got to stay on top of that, because it's your responsibility. And you don't want to be that person who never gets anything done, never accomplishes anything, and then got the nerve to get mad at everybody else about it. You're responsible for you. All right? Do not let nobody distract you, especially from the shit that we know we got to get up and do. We know we need money. So guess what? You got to hustle. You doing hair? You sell clothes? You sell motherfucking tacos off a truck? I don't care what it is. Get to it. Yeah, you know, that's another thing that I noticed down there when we were down there in Texas, is that everybody we met was telling us, yeah, you know what? That's one thing I can say about being here, is that if you ain't working, it's definitely got to be because you lazy, because there's hella jobs out here and there's hella things that people can do to make money down here. And that just stuck with me because it's true. And I really feel like it's true like that for no matter where you at, but definitely down there. And that was true. I noticed a lot of business owners, like family owned businesses and things, like you got the, especially for, and it was definitely a big deal to see the minorities doing it. Okay, so if you African American like myself, or you Hispanic, you know, whatever, you know, you classify as, it's very important that we start doing that. Get on your stuff. I don't care if you're in school, whatever it is that you're doing, it should be something that you want to do and something that you know is going to take care of you and your family. And I really noticed that. And so that just put, you know, that on my spirit to let y'all know that just stay focused, man. I don't care what it is. You could tell somebody that you want to be a damn plumber. Guess what? They make good money too. So get to it. And another thing I had to add in there too, before I, you know, get on to the next thing, is please stop telling people your plans or things that you work currently working on or anything like that if you cannot handle whatever type of reaction you may get to it. You got to know that whatever you're saying, hey, I'm getting ready to open up this, or I'm getting ready to go back to school, or you know what, I'm about to finish my degree or move on into whatever you're trying to do. Please do not be worried about what the next, you can tell a person, but do not expect, I don't know, just do not be expecting a certain reaction. All right, because at the end of the day, if you're doing it, it should be because you love doing it, or that you really, really, really just wanted to do it, or you feel like you need to do it. It shouldn't be based off, oh, well, if I'm going to tell my mom, and if she don't like it, then I guess I just can't do it. Nah, you can't be like that. Why you think some people out here stripping? They parents probably didn't like it. They uncles, whoever, probably didn't like it, but guess what? Obviously, they did. Obviously, it make them some money. Obviously, it keep them with a roof over their head or something. So, you got to understand, approval is not needed. It's nice to have it. It's nice to have that encouragement, of course. But don't expect it, because that's what will hurt your feelings. And I can't count. Man, I can't count how many times I done talked about some things that I wanted to do, or just like my goals or anything like that, and you kind of get that little side eye from people, or maybe you might not even get nothing, but that nothing just lets you know that they ain't really feeling it, or they don't approve, or they might ask some questions like, oh, why you want to do that? Or, oh, I heard that wasn't this, or you don't really get no money from that. You gotta be so confident in it that you just like, yep, I'm gonna throw that out there. Yep, this is what I got going on, or this is what I'm about to have going on. And that's just that on that. Okay? You gotta be like that, because if you're not, every little thing somebody say is gonna bother you. Been there, done that. I ain't gonna tell you that if I don't know about it. I know about that. And I think we all, or close to all of us, have felt some shit like that before. So, all I'm saying is, don't stop doing whatever it is you're doing or what you want to do just because of someone else distracting you or someone else not approving of it or not supporting it. It does not matter. It's all on you. You. If you 18 years old, if you 35 years old, your ass should be knowing that. And not knowing that can really, you know, make you miss out on a lot of things. So get to it. Stay on y'all grinds. Don't let nobody knock y'all off. Not no knucklehead ass dude who ain't about nothing or who wants everything to be about them. Some of y'all are dealing with some dudes who they got a lot of shit going on for themselves. But when it come to you, they want you to be all about them. You ain't got time. Nah, baby, you ain't got time to go to that yoga class. Nah, you ain't got time to be trying. You trying to open up a hair business. What? You need to focus on this relationship. Hey, y'all be some fools if y'all want to. But hard work pays off. Do not expect to just start some shit and then that shit just take off overnight. It ain't happening like that. But I guarantee you, if you keep at it, it's gonna happen. And that's really all that matters, that it's happening. All right? So I just had to put that on y'all brains because it definitely was on mine. And I try to keep that on my brain every day so that I'm grounded and so that I'm able to get the things done that I want to do. And we got to find ways to motivate ourselves even when we don't feel like we have no ways to. All right? So with that being said, let's move on. Moving right on into some celebrity news. Lala Anthony is being bashed currently due to a picture of a child that is allegedly, I don't want to say allegedly, I want to say it's been, because I guess it's been confirmed that this is, in fact, Carmelo Anthony's child. A little girl, has to be about one or maybe 2 years old, looks just like him. The picture has surfaced, and so people have gone crazy, and and for some reason, the first person they want to bash is Lala, because they feel like, oh, with her being just such this public figure and everything, that, you know, she should have acknowledged the child and kind of shared with everybody, you know, the child's existence. But I say, let people do what they want to do. Apparently, I guess, you know, maybe it's, just, of course, we all know it's probably due to the fact that this child was conceived during her and, you know, Melo's marriage, and they still are married, and everybody know that they had some issues going on before where they split up for a while or whatnot. So obviously, maybe that's probably around the time it happened. Who knows? But y'all gotta stop bashing this woman for that, because that's a tough situation. But I do understand what y'all getting at when y'all saying, okay, well, you obviously forgave him. If y'all still together, y'all never left each other. She still make posts about him, et cetera, whatever. Clearly, the relationship is in repair stage, or maybe it's been repaired or whatnot. So a lot of people do have a good point with that. You know, if you gonna accept him after what he's put you through, then why can't you accept a child? A child is innocent. I understand that, because yeah, you can't really take nothing out on no child. They didn't ask to be here. They don't know what the hell is going on. So that's not fair. But I will say that people, y'all got to understand that things do take time. And you never, we don't know the inside. Okay, yeah, I think sometimes we think once we hear one thing, we get one piece of information, we just take off with it. Y'all don't know what that child's mother is like. She's probably like, no, this woman, no, she can't speak on my child. I don't want her taking pictures with her. Y'all don't know what the rules is. And then again, that's still something sensitive. And so even when you forgive somebody or whatnot, it's still a lot of things that take time getting used to. Some people, they might get back together or be working on a relationship, but they decide some shit like, okay, we still can't live together until I feel comfortable, or we can't sleep in the same bed. It's all types of shit. So sometimes y'all just got to mind y'all business. And don't bash that lady. I think she's probably been through enough. We don't know everything. And again, I don't think y'all know too many people who are out here just really taking on, really being that active in a child that was, you know, just a situation like that. I don't know too many people who have literally been like, okay, well, I'm with my man still, and yeah, I'm gonna accept his baby, and you're gonna see me taking pictures of him. Maybe they have accepted your child, but that's just a part of their rules, is that no, we're not gonna be you know, sharing pics of the kid on social media, stuff like that, because that's just already like a lot anyway. You never want that child to go through any bashing or, hey, you're an unwanted kid, anything like that. So y'all need to back up off Lala. You don't know the whole thing. But I do feel y'all when y'all say, hey, if you can accept him, you can accept a child. But y'all don't know if she, maybe she have, and maybe that's just something that she don't feel comfortable doing. And I understand that, because it's not her child. She don't get to just do what the hell she want. Y'all acting like she's supposed to be posting her like, yeah, this is my daughter, this is that. He ain't even doing it. So bash him. Y'all go too hard, ladies, and especially when I see ladies doing it, because we go hard on each other sometimes, and it's like, no, sometimes y'all need to go on to men too, especially for situations like that. He the one who created that. So all I ask is that y'all look at that a little different. Don't be so closed-minded and stop always looking for somebody to point the finger at, because, you know, we ain't in her shoes. Moving on, you got rapper Lil Durk, also his I don't know if he his friend, or I know he is a rapper, Von, he's from Chicago too, so they're probably in the same gang or grew up together, but both of them were arrested. Well, Von was there first, he was arrested first. Lil Durk had to turn himself in later, and of course he released a song about turning himself in, seemed really sad, but basically it's being said that Durk is on video shooting at a suspect or a victim, and you know, just letting off some rounds, and basically that it's been said that they stole about $30,000 in cash from the man, took his chains, and took his car. So that's a lot. And for y'all to be celebrities, rappers, you know, obviously people with money and in these good positions, and y'all doing stuff like that, it just kind of lets it be known that, yeah, you might be still involved in some street shit, or, you know, it's obviously something went bad. That person did something to you, or it's some type of gang related activity. Y'all know where y'all from. So, and then what y'all rap about. So y'all automatically gonna get, oh yeah, that's them. So it's looking pretty bad for both of the men. I really think that's just messed up that you got so many people who's just still just cannot stay away from the street life. And I do think that once you in that, it is hard to detach from it. No doubt about it. So I don't know. You got Kodak locked up. You got NBA YoungBoy locked up. So it's really like a pattern. I don't know. Like the young rappers, y'all getting in the game, and y'all getting this money. Y'all really taking off, getting really successful. A lot of rappers, it took them a long time to be as successful and make as much money as a lot of these young rappers are, and that quick. So I just feel like, man, y'all be messing up y'all blessings. Seriously, for you to be able to make it that far at such an early age is amazing. So y'all got to do better, especially for y'all rappers who got kids. Like most of these people I just named, they have kids. So it's really messed up to hear about that. Hopefully, you know, something good comes out of it where, you know, this man Dirk don't end up doing no damn life or any one of them. But yeah, do better, guys. Do better. DJ Khaled, he is being called out, or was called out, for being quote unquote non-talented. I guess people are wondering, of course, and I know I wondered this before too. I ain't, you know, innocent. Wondering how the hell he has albums or songs, you know, almost like he's an artist, and you're like, no, he's a DJ though. And on the songs that you hear, he has not even just his new stuff, but even like older stuff, you would wonder, like, how the hell is this saying it's DJ Khaled's song and it's featuring these people? And you don't hear him say nothing besides like the little ad-libs or "We the Best" or another one. So I was wondering that too. But apparently, to me, I think he's genius for this, because he's the type of person where his love for music is so big that it allows him to be as creative as possible. So, of course, he's a DJ. You know, that's what he's known for. Big for, probably been all over the world DJing and for many big events and whatnot. But if you know a DJ, you wouldn't even think a DJ really makes that much money. And honestly, probably, you know, small DJs, they really probably don't. But for him, I think he's creative and genius, because you taking your skills, you know, so you make these beats and you remix stuff and you playing with all these different sounds and things or whatnot as a DJ. For you to take those and literally give them to all these big artists that you know are super talented and, you know, come up with good songs and are gonna really do something good with your beat, that's free promotion right there. Well, not necessarily free. You probably, yeah, you got to pay them. But basically, I mean, that's another way to showcase your work. And it's like I said, as a DJ, I feel like just a regular DJ, they're not really getting that much money. So for you to be a DJ who's, okay, yeah, not only do I DJ at events and whatnot, but I'm gonna also take it to the next level and find more ways for me to stay booked and busy, for me to not even necessarily have to do a damn party or event for me to make some money. I can be literally creating some shit and passing it out to, you know, people who I know are gonna do something major with it, and that gives them an opportunity to be collaborating with other artists or showcasing what they made of or what they can turn into what may just be a hit. Because that Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Future, I would have never thought them three would be on a song together. Well, Jay-Z and Beyonce, of course, but with Future, like that song obviously took off. Then the song with SZA that he has on the album, I really love that song because I just love what he did with the beat. Like, who's thinking of, okay, let me take Outkast's big hit, Sorry Miss Jackson, the beat to that, and sample it, and have SZA singing on it. Like, it's, man, I think he's genius. So, y'all need to back up off DJ Khaled. No, he's not an artist, but you got to understand what he's doing. Do I think he's the first DJ to do that? No, I don't. But I think people are just now starting to pay attention to the fact that he's doing something like that. I think it's genius. You got to create ways to get money. And we living in a time where that's definitely what people are starting to realize. So don't hate on him because you ain't think of it. That's what I got to say about that. Now, Miss Jess Hilarious, the comedian, famous for being, I don't know, funny on Instagram, and then she turned that into, hell, she done landed a show, and, you know, just been booked and busy ever since. So I love her for that, and I like Jess with the mess and her little video she does. Yeah, Jess is in some mess again. which is not surprising because she done been in all types of shit in just this past year alone. So now the latest with her is that her sister has recently decided to take to Instagram and expose her. How did she expose her? She exposed her by posting pictures of just on the damn surgery table. She didn't post this girl pictures of her on the surgery table, basically saying, you know, outing her for getting plastic surgery. Apparently just got her butt done. Just saying that technically it's not anything fake because she got fat transferred to her butt or whatnot. Everybody was kind of wondering already, like, oh, she got this shape, you know, and she kind of course was saying, oh, I always had shape, this is that. So now that people are seeing that, they're like, oh, let's bash her because she lied. But come on now, y'all need to stop with that. Y'all know a lot of these celebrities front about their surgery, and that's because they don't want to hear y'all damn mouths. And sometimes, even if they did tell the truth, y'all gonna say whatever y'all gonna say. People, you can't get mad at nobody for lying about that. That's on them if they want to lie about it, all right? But my thing is with the sister, what the hell? So I'm looking like, what's really going on? Basically, I guess her sister apparently must have been doing some things that were kind of a threat to the business. Apparently, it was something about oh my God, you see, I knew I was going to say it wrong because it's so many damn letters. No disrespect to y'all, but the LGBTQ community, I think I said it right. My bad. Basically, I guess her sister said something that was either offensive to them or she mentioned that she supports them. It was one or the other. But basically, that and apparently along with some other stuff that basically made Jess feel like, you know what, she's a threat to my brand and my career. I just can't have her even on my team no more. So she sent out a termination letter to her sister. And this was last month. This was last month in May, sometime in May. And on a termination letter, it was saying that effective June 13th, that she would be terminated. And all this other, you know, little professional termination stuff. And basically, you know, that's what made her sister, you know, get the blast in her. And, you know, she's just all on Instagram saying, like, she don't feel bad about it. And Jess is evil. And she's really, you know, bogus, and she should have never did that to her, or she didn't do anything to deserve to get let go of or whatnot. Man, look, whatever the case may be, I just feel like some things you just do not do, and I understand some people do be needing to get outed. You know what I mean? Maybe they do need to get exposed if they just so evil, or they just did something super bogus or hurtful to you. But, I don't care what nobody say. I do not respect people who literally blast people, or, you know, just get to telling everybody business just for being mad over something that's not, like, dead ass serious. Like, that's not like that you just cannot get over. Like, I just feel like for you to give, if you got fired, you got fired. Honestly, I like I said, I don't know the whole situation. Of course, we never do. But from the looks of it, I could just say, just so she obviously don't play. Whatever you done said or whatnot, she don't play. And I honestly can say, kudos to her for not being afraid to do that, because a lot of people are afraid to, a lot of people would be afraid to fire their family members. And one of the things her sister said was, oh, if this is supposed to be a termination letter, then why she allowed me to work. The answer to that on Apple Watch. Really, Siri? Oh my God. Don't mind that. That's the damn watch. But my thing with that was, you sit up here saying, well, oh, how's it a termination letter if you still let me work until like a month later? obviously that was on some I'm looking out for you type thing, or like, you know, I'm just trying to give you a heads up that, yeah, I am gonna let you go or whatnot. But she felt like, because you giving me time, that means that obviously you know I didn't do something wrong, because then you would have been fired me like immediately. That is a little weird. But at the same time, I understand that, like she said, she know that y'all already are related. So she just didn't want to just fire nobody on the spot. You know, want to give you some time to still get some money. So either way go, I'm sorry, but I don't respect nobody who willing to just, you know, blast off somebody information like that. Because she's all on there saying, oh, I got more information and I ain't taking down shit. And, you know, I just feel like you, if you know you would never want that done to you shouldn't even do that. Because now you just not making yourself look no better with that. Y'all already know how that go. Two wrongs don't make a right. I feel like being terminated is not something that you can necessarily just not ever recover from. Because if you're smart about shit and you've been working for this girl, you could have been creating your own damn connects, you know? So it's not like you ain't gonna ever be able to work again. And for you to be notified a whole month in advance that, hey, you about to be out of a job, it's kind of like, you know what? Yeah, I might be mad about it. Yeah, I might feel like she let me go over some bogus stuff. And yeah, I'm just not gonna fuck with her no more or whatnot. Start planning. But I feel like that's very messy and very bogus to just get to doing that. Because what do her getting her ass done got to do with you being fired? And then you're threatening to put out even more information. So I don't mess with that. I don't give a damn what you salty about being fired or what it was that you don't think you said wrong or whatnot. I'm not taking sides in it. I don't think Jess is all this much innocent, because her ass, like I said, she done been in all types of stuff in this past year. Not to mention the drama with the other comedian, Country Wayne, with him dating him and his ass is supposedly still married. So it was a lot of drama with that. So Jess is no stranger to drama, but I will say, I mean, sometimes that happens. Sometimes you end up having to fire your family members or people that you put on that are close to you. It is what it is. That's one of the tough parts of business. But for her sister, nah, you ain't getting no points from me on outing her for that, for plastic surgery or whatever you want to call it, fat transfer, whatnot. And people, y'all need to stop trying to, y'all will, if somebody say, oh, let's bash this person, y'all, some of y'all just be downright, yep, let's do it. Stop, just stop. Have your own mindset. You don't got to be mad at somebody just because somebody else is. They'll get mad at her because she lied about it. A lot of damn celebrities lie about their damn surgeries. And people, oh, well, she was honest up and open about the boob job. I just don't understand why she... It ain't for you to understand. Leave her ass alone. Damn. I mean, I just feel like it's just so many people who are getting it. Not even who are celebrities. Like, just your everyday working people are getting surgeries. So let it the fuck go. Everybody don't got to tell you all their damn business. And yes, as a sister, I don't give a damn. That's just not a good enough reason to out her. So yeah, that's what I got to say about that. So that's a little bit of celebrity news for today. Of course, as y'all know, if you need more information, celebrity news is everywhere. Y'all know it's all over social media. Y'all know it's in the magazines. It's on TV. Everywhere you go. So y'all know where to get more information on. And moving right along, it is time for Ladies What Y'all Think, the segment where I give you guys different scenarios and I ask you, ladies, what do y'all think about them? Simple as that. And so today I had to ask you guys, what do y'all think about dating a man or already being with a man who is not a man who is not with getting married? who has told you or has mentioned before that they don't really care for marriage. Rather, it was because, hey, they grew up in a household where their mom was a single mom, or their dad walked out, or they were in a two-parent home, but somebody stepped out of the relationship, had an affair, you know, just anything like kind of tragic like that, that they remember about marriage from childhood, or maybe from what they see right now, they going off what they see right now in today's society, that, you know, it's something with that that makes them feel like, no, I can't get married. What's some other things? You also will hear, I know a lot of y'all have probably heard guys say, no, I ain't getting married because that's a government thing. That's just a way, you know, why we got to get documents and, you know, why do we got to be legally tied to each other? I don't like that aspect. So it's just so many different reasons for as to why. Some men, they reason for, you know, no to that is because they feel like everything is gonna change and women are gonna turn into big control freaks. Some men are afraid of that type of commitment, but I can say this about the commitment part. If your ass is already in a long-term relationship where you didn't been with a woman for 10 years, 5 years or so, I really don't understand what you mean you're scared of that type of commitment for, because you already know something about commitment. You know, so it's kind of like, what are you saying? Are you saying, oh, right now I'm committed, but halfway? And then if I have to get, if I get married, then I'm going to be for real? Because it's like, why would you be just now getting fully committed? Because if it's a one-on-one monogamous relationship, that's already, you know, a committed relationship. So make sure, ladies, that y'all match up with as far as y'all morals and things in life. I'm not going to say y'all got to be twins and everything, but you damn sure don't want to find out later that you're just dealing with somebody who, hey, their views and everything is just like way too different for you to even be able to tolerate. So I want to know, ladies, can you deal with being with somebody or dating somebody who is, you know, just totally no and against marriage? Now, I'll tell you this. Yes, I'm a married woman. Proud one, but I can still speak on this. All right, so y'all mind y'all business. Y'all don't worry about me, because this ain't even about me. But even I can say, I'll say this, I can honestly say, I wouldn't let that stop me from dating a guy or being with a guy if, you know, we're dating or we're seeing each other and he's against marriage. You know why? Because that right there may not be a forever feeling for them. And like I said, everybody's reason for yay to marriage, no to marriage is different. It may be something super smaller. They maybe feel like, okay, well, that's just how I feel right now because I'm young, or there's just so many different reasons. So I wouldn't let that necessarily scare me from dating a guy or being with a guy, but I would definitely, that just had to be a further conversation where, like, pretty much whenever y'all have those little late night talks or just random heart to hearts or whatnot, did y'all talk about stuff like that? And, you know, you keep reiterating how you feel and what your goals are and what you would like out of life, you know, as far as your relationship and as far as family goals and things like that. And I mean, eventually down the line, if it's taking too long or you feel like, hey, dang, this is just never gonna happen, and you know, we just too different when it comes to that part of things, then you're gonna have to figure out what you're gonna do. But I wouldn't let that necessarily just be like something that just make me like, oh, nope, turn away. can't deal with him. Because, like I said, people, you never know. Some people just feel like that for a moment in time until they really realize, like, wow, I am really in love with this person. Or this person is my better half. This is my best friend, my lover. I can't, you know what I mean? I want to do everything with them. And no, I don't mind getting married. So I just don't feel like that's necessarily something to run and hide from. And I will say this, ladies, do not harass no man about marriage. Do not. Because honestly, you're going to be looking at you. I just feel like that just takes away from the feels. It just takes away from the feels. It really does, because I wouldn't want no man feeling like, I'm going to propose to this girl and I'm going to do it because she asked me to. I would never want that. Because that's a recipe for a disaster. And men do not like being forced into anything. It's funny because sometimes they asses are the forcer. But let you try to force them into washing a dish. You know, just simple shit on up to the big stuff. They ain't with it. And they gonna let you know that. So do not push for a ring. That's something that he has to honestly have in mind on his own. And marriage is not necessarily a guarantee for a successful relationship. Some people just, I mean, they don't get married. They just still work out fine for them. But it's all on the person. Like I said, some of us are very much traditional. We want the ring first, then we want the baby, then we, you know, or some of us, we're like, okay, maybe I already got kids, but hey, I'm not going to let that stop me from still wanting to be married someday. All that. So that's why, again, it's important to know who you're dealing with, and always have those talks, because that's how you really get to know each other. You don't just know a person just because, oh, you know how they look. You know you like how they look. You know you like the vibes that y'all be having or whatnot. You really got to have those talks and really understand. Just, you know, really, what they call it? Pick each other's brain. Yep. Pick each other's brain. So, yeah, ladies, I got to know what y'all think about that. Is it a scary thing to date somebody? Or be with somebody who is against marriage? Or is it kind of like a, you know what, I hear you on that, but you know what I mean? We'll see how this thing goes later down the line, if we even get that far to the point of where I even would want to be married to you. So, ladies, y'all let me know what y'all think about that. What are y'all thoughts? Please make sure y'all go on the Facebook page for Girls Love Talk Podcast. It's on Facebook. Easy to find. All you got to do is go on there. Drop some comments. Click some likes. Tell me what you thought about some of the episodes. If you're an active listener or if you just started to listen. I love being able to interact with people. And then, of course, that's the way I get to hear, so, you know, get some more people to listen in. So, you know, don't be afraid to show some love, y'all. Come on, let's keep this thing going, all right? So, yep, go on there and let me know what y'all think about that segment today. Is it okay to date somebody who's not into marriage? Or is it kind of like, oh, hell no, I'm not dealing with no man who feels like that? I know it's different for all of us, ladies, because some of us out there, we are super traditional. And yes, we would like the marriage because we feel like it would literally, you know, just kind of bond and bring together a family. Or some of us, we feel like we need to get married because, hell, we just want a ring, or we just want to feel like a trophy. It's just so many different reasons, and so many reasons why a man could feel like, no, I just don't prefer to get married. And we do need to stop looking at a man who doesn't want to get married as a bad guy. That's just their preference. or, you know, that just be maybe their current preference. So, you know, that's just not necessarily a bad thing. That's just, everybody is different. So, ladies, you know, let's stop being so pushy and stop, you know, don't want something just because you see that society or, you know, the old days kind of tell us that that's what's supposed to be. All right. Make sure that you want that ring and you want that wedding and you want that marriage because you want it and because you have like all your good reasons for why. All right, ladies, that pretty much wraps up this episode of Girls Love Talk Podcast with your host, Taylor Marie. As always, again, thank you for tuning in. If you are an active listener or if you're a first-time listener, please make sure that you go on the Girls Love Talk Facebook page just to show some love, okay? Your girl needs it. And if you really like this podcast, you would. It should be no problem, okay? Support, ladies. And, of course, today y'all should have learned that you should keep on getting to it, whatever it is that you're trying to get to or that you already currently working on. Keep at it. Stop getting distracted by bullshit. I don't care if it's social media, I don't care if it's a person or people, whoever it is, whatever it is, don't let it stop you from getting to it, because we got goals to complete. Y'all ain't writing these goals down in your notebooks for no reason. Now y'all ain't sitting up here talking about what you want to do or what you're about to do for no reason. So stay getting to it. And again, like I said, do not be afraid of, you know, just talking about what it is that you want, especially with a partner or whoever it is that you're seeing currently. It's nothing wrong with wanting marriage, but do not be pushy about it. And like I said, stop thinking that that's necessarily a negative thing if a person is saying that they do not want it or they do not believe in it. That's just their thing. That's just their preference. If you can't deal with it, then guess what? You don't have to deal with it. So you just know that, hey, that can't never be nothing that's long term, I guess. That's for you to figure out and you to decide. And ladies, make sure that we are taking care of ourselves, because self-care is the best and the most important thing. And of course, as always, I want y'all to have a amazing week. And yeah, make sure y'all check out that Facebook page again. That's Girls Love Talk Podcast on Facebook. Go on there, tell me what you think about these episodes, tell me what you think about the topics that I bring up, that I talk about, what you think you would like to hear more of or see. Just let me know. I appreciate that. And like I said, that keeps me going. So with that being said, I'm signing out and I'll talk to y'all later.